And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. I did a video yesterday with Jim Fetzer on the release of these new 650,000 emails. Comey was between a rock and a hard place. The way and manner he handled a July 5th release was inappropriate and didn't follow proper protocol. He should have started an impeachment grand jury and not given immunity and properly investigated the number of... There was no need for the issue of intent, which he had no ability to decide himself. That's the Department of Justice. The fact that Loretta Lynch met on the tarmac, basically she tried to punt it over to him because she was in the crosshairs. She's already been promised, if Hillary gets in, another term as Attorney General. So this is all extremely corrupt. These 650,000 is the metadata this morning. I saw Catherine Herridge on Fox News indicates that the metadata indicates that there was classified emails. It looks like she's backed up her phone completely, which God knows how many of the 33,000 plus emails that were destroyed by BleachBit and the 13 devices, not one device, that were hammered or destroyed one way or the other. Do we have Jim?
Yes, I'm here, Bill.
Yeah, Jim, we did a video yesterday, and I want you to summarize what you see so far. The new little bit of information I got this morning was that Catherine Herridge had an update about the metadata. Tell us what you see happening. Where is it going to go in terms of the polls? What's going to happen in terms of post-election, even if Hillary wins or loses? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it turns out that Director Comey was acting under duress because of a rebellion within the ranks of the FBI, which were, aides were on the verge of resigning. I believe they'd actually submitted their resignation, some of his highest deputies, and that the only way he could quell it was by making the announcement of the discovery of this additional 650,000 emails, which is a stunning development. They obtained the warrant by targeting Huma Abedin, who, of course, has been Hillary's closest advisor for over a decade, and with whom she appears to be in an intimate personal relationship. But by making Huma the target, given that she had told the FBI in a sworn deposition that she had turned over all of her emails and that she had no other devices, the fact that this investigation of Anthony Weiner for sexting, sending photographs of his male member to a 15-year-old girl, has led to this development is simply sensational. While Hillary has heretofore claimed she was not going to respond to the Donlin, only talk about her positive agenda, this has forced her to reverse that stand, and she's now very aggressively attacking Donald on every possible front. My suspicion, however, is that they have so overplayed their attacks on him for his use of language. I mean, bear in mind, Bill, virtually everything they're attacking Donald for has to do with saying mean things about this person or that, and for the alleged sexual indiscretions, which really, at the most, constitute a form of womanizing, drastically incomparable with Bill Clinton's predatory sexual activities. And where it turns out, even the DNC, we learned from WikiLeaks, had fashioned the plan to bring forth women who had claimed he had kissed her without their being willing and groped them back in May, Bill. This whole thing is staged. It's elaborate. It's absolutely unbelievable the extent to which the DNC has gone. This is going to have a significant effect on the undecided. And while that's a relatively small percentage of the total population, if we have an honest vote, it will be decisive. And I believe this gives just tremendous momentum to the Donald going into the last week of the campaign, especially when you combine it with all the revelations about the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. I think he's in a powerful position to present his case to the American public.
Yeah, I think so. There's three different probabilities. The first is apparently there's so much voter fraud out there, 1.8 million dead, 2.8 million with registry in more than one state, voting machines that are 16 states that you mentioned last visit and yesterday that are controlled by Soros and GEM software. Even with that, though, I think the maximum that I've heard is they can swing the voters around 7 to 9%. It's my guess that with 34% of people reporting this morning that this latest revelation will make them not, quote, go to vote for Hillary. 22 million votes are in, but that's a tiny fraction, literally, of the total votes that are in for both Trump and Clinton. It's my guess that it's in the bag that President Trump's going to take office. The globalists, not just here in America, but globally, are freaked out completely. And it's what I'd like you to do some predictive analysis of what you think will happen, because I don't think they're going to make Trump's ride into the White House a smooth one. I have a feeling that the powers that be behind it, whether it's media or the international financial community and so on, are going to do things. What do you expect to happen?
Well, I would agree with you right up to the point of Stalin's admonition that it doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts them, because I'm still apprehensive about the use of electronic voting machines. George Soros has the control of a company that owns the machines used in 16 different states, including California, Pennsylvania, and Florida. So my opinion is that it's not a done deal, even though I believe that the Donald is going to get overwhelming support from the American people. I do believe he will, in terms of the popular vote, be the decisive winner and prevail over Hillary. However, Bill, if they can rig enough of the votes in enough states, they can nevertheless yield the electoral outcome of making Hillary our next president, which would almost certainly lead to a constitutional crisis. One of the banners being out there now that I think is very effective says, I'm going to vote for the candidate who isn't under FBI investigation. If she's enlisted, if she's elected, this investigation business, this mess, this corruption, this ongoing expose will continue for virtually her entire first term. And it's shocking, you know, should she survive that long, Bill, because her major problems with her health, of which the American people are still largely ignorant.
Yeah, one of the things that could happen, several possibilities I heard from listening to the attorney representations on Fox, is she could pardon herself, which Nixon was apparently tempted to do. And later on, I think Jimmy Carter pardoned him. I think the next thing that could happen is they could continue the investigation and charge her, which would put her in a position where she has to step down. Tim Kaine would come in as the president. The third possibility is that there will be so much consternation in the Republican Party that not only the investigation, see, we talk about the emails, but there's many other issues that came up when the emails, it's like pulling a string on a sweater, that dealt with pay to play and the Clinton Foundation, all kinds of other issues, every one of them is a crime. So we're not just dealing with one issue. They keep on talking about emails, but emails was the thing that allowed us to peer into the corruption not only of Bill and Hillary, but the entire district of criminals. So I think that what's going to happen is Congress is going to start going after Comey. Probably realized if you didn't release this, especially with a revolt inside the FBI, he was going to get prosecuted and could spend some time in the big house himself. Loretta Lynch is obviously trying to see if she can do damage control, but telling him not to release this information would put him in greater jeopardy after the election, whether Hillary gets in or not. So he basically was between a rock and a hard place. He realized the only way to get damage control here was to release it with the revolt inside the FBI. I think that what we're seeing now, because we have all these foreign, I saw some people from Europe, they were actually monitoring the elections. We've got old machines. We've got machines with bad software. We've got voter rolls that haven't been cleaned up for decades. I mean, there's so many things compared to, say, elections in European countries and in Canada. Voter ID, I mean, literally there are cities here, like in California, they're encouraging illegals that have a driver's license, because more than half of the people in California issued driver's license the last few years are all illegals. More than half. So I think it's an embarrassment. I think that the Trump's going to come in, but he's going to have a hell of a job cleaning the mess up. And I have a feeling the powers that be globally are going to do everything they could do to stymie his redevelopment of America, trade deals, the economy, the warmongering garbage with NATO. I mean, it's his comments that actually got NATO to get on side dealing with terrorism. But I don't think they're going to make a smooth ride even if Trump gets in.
Well, of course, I would agree with that. My problem is really with the integrity of the election. I do believe that this new revelation has been devastating for Hillary. She has kicked Huma off of her plane. We have a photograph of Huma in tears on the plane when they're getting the news through the media.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and my belief, Bill, is that this has put Huma and Anthony on Hillary's death list. I mean, so many people have died in relation to the DNC and the campaign. We had Julian Assange's attorney wind up in front of a subway in London. We had Seth Rich, the IT guy from the DNC, who gave him the information about the sabotage of Bernie's campaign, shot to death. We have the man who served the class action lawsuit on the DNC mysteriously die. We have a doctor who actually was involved in what appears to be recent brain surgery on Hillary, reported to be in June, Bill. Most of the world is completely unaware of this. The anesthesiologist is dead. I mean, the list is, you know, ongoing. And I think now Huma and Anthony have joined that list. Do not be surprised if they turn up dead in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, that's really concerning. And one of the things we should understand is not just Bill and Hillary that call for the death order. There's a lot of people surrounding them. Remember, these are just the pawns that we visibly see. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of other people. Who do you think might be those people or organizations that are actually manipulating and controlling, you know, Bill and Hillary?
Paul Craig Roberts actually had a wonderful article about that, the massive involvement of who is actually pulling the strings behind the scene. And it's a it's an impressive list, but he refers to them as the oligarchs. Let me pull it up, Bill, and give you a summation, because it's a really excellent article. many are you know, the military industrial complex, the the bankers, of course.
Yeah, you're trying to pull up the article now so you can kind of get a direct reference, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want to give you his enumeration because it's really masterful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. The Wall Street and the mega banks too big to fail, and their agent, the Federal Reserve, the military security complex, which has spent trillions of our taxpayers' dollars on 15 years of gratuitous wars, the neoconservatives whose crazed ideology of world U.S. world hegemony thrusts the American people into military conflict with Russia and China, the U.S. global corporations that send American jobs to China and India, agribusiness, Monsanto, and others, corporations that poison the soil, the water, the oceans, and our food with our GMOs, herbicides, pesticides, and chemical fertilizers, the extractive industries, energy, mining, fracking, and timber that maximize profits by destroying the environment and water supply, and the Israeli lobby that controls our foreign policy with regard to the Middle East in particular, and is committing genocide against the Palestinians. Those are the powers he identifies, and Paul Craig Roberts has been there long enough to know whereof he speaks.
Right. Yeah, this situation, though, we already know the number of players and what we call drivers are in operation. It's my guess that whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, that there's going to be a how would I call it, a Jenga game that's going to start crashing the world economy. The recent miss of a Russian jet just a few days ago reported in the news in the so-called area where Hillary's talking about a no-fly zone, and even a general recommended before Congress that this would immediately start war with Russia. International financial policies, where it's the lowest Baltic Dry Index since the Second World War, the slowest growth since the Second World War, the most decreased labor participation for probably 70 years, the lowest home occupation, I think, since for 50 years. Where I see this going is I can see that the powers that be have tried to hold off the development of a full-forced, not recession, but depression, until the end of the Obama term. My guess, either whether it's Clinton or Trump, I think we're going to have a crash here shortly. And I think also the military conflicts in Syria are going to explode, which means that they're going to try to cobble together some kind of very poorly organized treaty to stabilize the Middle East that, as just like with Hillary Clinton and Obama, every time they do something and have the anti-Midas touch, it always turns to human fecal matter. And I don't expect that NATO and the USA will do anything less catastrophic than the stupidity that they've already done. Any comments on that?
Yeah, no, I think you're basically on the right track. Yes, we've had the threat of a global collapse fashioning here for some time now, and I do believe this is going to exacerbate it.
And oh, yeah.
Obama has been doing what he can to keep things going to benefit Hillary. There's been discussion of his pardoning Hillary and Hillary pardoning him. I think there's a very tight group here, and that the corruption is just simply mind-boggling for Americans once they begin to appreciate the full dimensions.
What we really have, though, is a coup d'etat. We have, for example, we have to face the music that whether Obama is a 32nd-degree high-level Mason that's actually a plant and a functionary that's a collaborator with Islam and the globalists, because he's doing things that not only push for global Islam, but also the globalist policies, which are basically nations without trade zones. And Hillary Clinton is actually just unveiling exactly what Obama could do if he had a third term, which is to sign the TPP and TTIP, which he's been pushing for. Tell us what you think would happen there, because we're going to have a real disaster here. If Hillary does get in, she will sign these things. She will turn and pivot with Tim Kaine, who supported them too. And these will crash the last bit of the American economy.
Oh, you're 100% correct. I mean, the NAFTA, which was brought to us by your husband, Bill Clinton, gutted our manufacturing and industrial base. This is a principal reason why Bernie Sanders took Michigan in spite of the Clinton efforts to derail him. It's why he and the Donald have been so popular with the public, because they both wanted to end the wars in the Middle East.
Right.
They both wanted to jettison the TPP, which, as you well know, Bill, creates a board of corporate attorneys who have the right to override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim nations, thereby subsumed up to and including the Constitution of the United States. So
right.
That if, in fact, the TPP were to pass, America would no longer be a sovereign nation. Barack Obama is working for that end. Hillary has feigned its opposition, but we know from her emails she stated that she has both a public policy and a private policy, as she told bankers in Brazil, and that she's all for open borders and open trade. Have no doubt about it. She picked Tim Kaine because he's both for the TPP and in the pocket of Wall Street, as is she herself. So, you know, we're going to be headed for a complete disaster if it were to pass. Now, my hope, Bill, would be that in the Senate, you know, that a filibuster would defeat it. I believe there are many there who are opposed and would be disposed to do that, including, I believe, Rand Paul, who's a master of the rules of the Senate, who could single-handedly, I believe, defeat it.
Right. Yeah. So what I think the consequence is going to be is that no matter what happens this election, which I think it's my feeling President Trump's going to take over. If you actually look at these professors like Norpoth and others academically that looked at the factors that can trigger a change election after a very bad time. I mean, there was a honeymoon with Barack Obama, the first black president. He was going to bring in hope and change. And what he does is no hope. And all you have is change, because you used to have money. People this week are getting their things in the mail or talking to their state exchanges. And the cost of Obamacare, the Obamanation care, is mind-boggling. It's like a rocket taking off and heading into its first stage rocket separation of 116% in Arizona alone, and I think 58% or something in North Carolina. When you hit them in a pocketbook, people wake up. It's something else. Back in a moment.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. So let's do some analysis of where this is all going. In the battleground states, in the Trump campaign, in the policies, in fact, if you just look at the policies, how revolutionary do you think all the policies that have been laid out? And I always get a kick out of the statements by people who say, well, he's unexperienced, he doesn't have any knowledge. I watched the program with Maria Bartolo Romo, and man, this lady is brilliant. The same as Jeanette Pirro, the judge. Judge Jeanette.
Yeah.
These two ladies are freaking awesome. And when they brought in this panel of all these top financial experts from various universities in California and elsewhere, these are top international financial people, they're the ones telling Trump what to do. He's the guy that will shroud himself with the right kinds of experts, whether it's building a build, erecting steel or glass or whatever. But the same thing, he has the very stellar people kind of crafting all these things, including his speeches, which he reads very nicely off the teleprompter. And although they see him as a narcissist, he has no problem at all acceding to people that have more knowledge and expertise in areas where he's not an expert. So he has an advantage. I mean, he doesn't have this idea like Hillary Clinton. She's an ideologue that sticks to her ideas and her philosophy despite negative responses and disasters. I mean, one of the things that really stands out with Hillary, even when her daughter tried to tell her about the foundation, was that she didn't listen to anybody, whether it's Donna Brazile or her daughter or anybody else like Robbie Mook, she just doesn't listen. She doesn't correct. If she was a pilot, she wouldn't correct even though her altimeter was broken, but she could see the ground approaching as she's going to crash. That's really bizarre about Hillary. I mean, she's got this ideologue idea that my ideas count more than survival even. It's amazing.
Well, she does. She suffers from a superiority complex and the arrogant presumption that she knows best, which I think is why she has committed certain blunders along the way. But
or repeated blunders, like even with the server. I mean, how many people warned her about this? And she just fluffed them off. I mean, one of the things that came out in all these WikiLeaks is the fact that she doesn't listen to people that are good advisors around her, even inside the Democratic Party.
Yeah, of course, I agree. That's right.
That's not the kind of person you want to be president, especially when a course of action is leading to negative things. For example, the same mistake she made in Syria, they're repeating to support al-Nusra and the people in Syria after they screwed up Libya. So if you have a person that considers himself intelligent, and maybe she's book smart, but doesn't change course when the negative results happen, so her emotions always overrule her intellect and her ability to make a rational, logical decision, that's not the kind of person you want in the White House. Despite all the crimes that have happened, this is a person, as Bernie Sanders says, of very bad judgment.
Bill, as Donald Trump says, very bad judgment.
Very bad judgment. Okay, so where does this all go in?
Bernie may have made that statement too, Bill.
Yeah, he did. I saw it. But tell us where you see this going, because several consequences. Firstly, if Hillary gets in, and I know I don't want to see this happen, so I'm not encouraging it. What I've said in the past, and I had to shut up one of my listeners who called in and was trying to tear a strip off me saying that, no, you're going to encourage people to have a pitchfork revolution. No, I'm telling them to do the proper thing, which is contact your local sheriff, make sure you get yourself armed, have food supplies, have means of exchange like carrot bars, get yourself ready to be more physically fit and off drugs, realize that a collapse of the economy is coming. We're not just going to talk about a little collapse, big damn collapse is coming that'll make the 2008 collapse and the collapse of 1929 look like a party. And, the powers that be, this is totally aside from the election, things are going to fly apart here shortly. In fact, even the war issues in Syria are all epiphenomena of the economic issues which they haven't and can't fix.
Well, as you were observing before, and as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs reported to Congress about 2 weeks ago, implementing Hillary's no-fly zone proposal in Syria would mean war with Russia. I don't think there's anything that's more clear-cut.
Right.
Anyone who doubts that a vote for Hillary is a vote for war needs to go back and review the bidding. I mean, she's made it very clear. She's been extremely hawkish. The WikiLeaks revelation have shown that the Libyan people were slaughtered, not because there was any problem with Gaddafi abusing the people of Libya. Quite the contrary. He was actually benefiting them immensely by sharing the wealth of the nation with the Libyan people, national health care, national public education, national warehouses stocked with food. Bill, he was going to receive a humanitarian award from the United Nations a week later after the attack launched by Hillary upon Libya.
Yeah, pretty gross. Most definitely. Back in a moment. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jim, the international monitors must be shaking their head at about how sloppy our elections are. The consequences, of course, is that I think that a number of the policies that Trump has that will prevent a lot of corruption of, you know, former government actually getting giant speech fees for literally currying favor with foreign powers and preventing foreign powers from lobbying and trying to control either industry or our government, these are really good policies. I mean, and they're pretty straightforward and simple, aren't they?
Well, yes, but I think the the problems with the election are homegrown. They're all deliberate. Neither party has been protesting the use of electronic voting machines when their abolition is obviously the right thing to do. Return to paper ballots and hand counts, which are overwhelmingly more reliable. They bring communities together. These electronic voting machines have programs that ought to be exceedingly simple, taking a number N and adding to it 1 to produce a new number N plus 1. But they won't allow them to be open to public inspection, which means they have something intricate going on that is changing the outcome based upon some elaborate program they've devised. I published on this before in relation to what happened here in Wisconsin, Bill, and brought in an expert by the name of Richard Charnin, who's published 2 books on the theft of elections using voting machines, and he discovered that 5 different elections here in Wisconsin since Scott Walker became governor have been stolen using electronic voting machines. It's shocking.
Right. And, of course, it's interesting and even like a B-movie bizarre that George Soros owns the company that supplies 16 states with these voting machines, which uses old and very manipulatable software called GEM software. George Soros, I guess you could write him in because apparently, the nightmare before Christmas, and I guess we are in that right now. We'll call him the Oogie Boogie Man. How's that, Mr. Soros? Because this guy is so bizarre. He's like you'd have to write him in as a character in one of these Batman or Superman novels or DC Comics. I don't know what America's going to do, but it's got an awful lot to clean up its act, hasn't it?
To clean up? We have a lot to clean up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sure. Both parties. You're right. The problem is, you see, when one party thinks it's to their advantage, they'll be really, enraged by what's going on, but not, as you say, neither party has actually cleaned this up over 5-plus decades. It's really pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, I think it's because of the role of the oligarchs and the Israeli lobby. I'm sure I've mentioned before with you, Bill, that Cynthia McKinney revealed that when new members arrive in Washington to join the Congress, they're asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of others, including those of the United States. And those who decline to do so find themselves confronted with an alternative candidate next time around. It's through exercises like this that Israel has been able to manipulate our foreign policy, to draw us into the endless wars in the Middle East, to squander our national treasury, the lives of our young men and women, to promote the interests of Israel. Where 9/11 was specifically designed to transform our foreign policy from one in which, at least officially, we never attacked anyone who hadn't attacked us first, to one in which we became an aggressor nation with a plan to take out the governments of 7 countries in the next 5 years, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. And if it hasn't played out that way, it's not been for lack of trying. Thank God for Russian intervention in Syria. The situation is atrocious.
I think, what is Syria? Is it the 6th or 7th nation in that list of nations that were supposed to be popped off that came out of these documents? It's like, okay, they almost did it all. Now, the fact that Russia's retooled their military, I think people, we talk about this with Tim. Some people get aggravated by Tim's long drawl and the fact he's got all these Scottish and Royal titles and so on. But Tim Alexandria, Virginia, his family have been patriots since the founding of America. And what people have to understand with Tim, he's a military advisor for technology and equipment, and when you analyze what Russia has done to retool their military and their hardware, there's no way we want to engage Russia in a war. I mean, they have 1/16th the economy, but their cost of building hardware is 1/20th what ours is because of our procurement policies. And that's another thing that needs to be cleaned up. If you're going to fix the military, you can't keep spending like a drunken sailor if you don't control costs, the same as in healthcare. I hear people say, well, we want to go to single payer, including Hillary. You can't go to single payer unless you deal with the fact that the Democrats and the Republicans have supported malpractice lawsuits and supported hospital corporations and the non-rationalization of services. I know as a doctor, where I practice in various parts of the country, that there's lots of places where there's too many scanners and too many certain specialists and too many hospital specialty units. And then there's not enough primary doctors or services out in the community or extended care or, hospital without borders where you can set up a hospital bed and telemetry in someone's home. What I see happening is there's no rationality to our healthcare system. There's no rationality to equipment procurement. There's no rationality to corporations filing to bring in certain types of technical people to rebuild our industry, like high-speed rail, we can make a deal with China to bring in people that would help us build our high-speed rail here because they are now experts in it. But instead of doing that, we have open borders with Hillary, and we're getting flooded. Like, with their policy, in the next 10 years, we could literally have 600 million additional citizens, and the whole nation could be a seething mass of dead cities. I mean, really, people don't understand the insanity of the Democratic policies and how it'll destroy the country.
Yeah, you're right on.
Yeah.
I do think, by the way, just to return to our earlier theme, that the groups that are going to be affected by these latest revelations include those who were undecided in the GOP or less enthusiastic. I think they're going to turn out to vote for Trump because of the corruption of Hillary being even more manifest. That those who haven't voted in the last couple of elections and are not regarded as likely voters are going to be incentivized to turn out.
Blacks in
the past who were very enthusiastic in supporting Obama may not be so keen about voting for Hillary, which this will reinforce. So I think it has a strong potential for demotivating the Democratic base and for strengthening the Republican.
Yeah, I think that the consequences will be, and this is a good thing, is the death of the regular Republican Party and the death of the Democratic Party. Trump has reinvented what it is to be a populist Republican conservative. And people have to understand, when you look at the checklist, both the Democrats and Republicans have collaborated on so many corrupt projects together. That is why Mitch McConnell even said back earlier in the spring he could work with Hillary. It's like, why would the head of the Senate say he can work with Hillary during the time when Trump was rising? And then, of course, they'll try to pretend that, you know, they're really a good, solid Republican, and it's terrible that he's destroying the party. It's a damn good thing he's destroying the party. It's a good thing that Hillary has literally been like a, you know, like a nuclear bomb blowing up the Democratic Party. Both parties need to be reformed. And I think that's a good thing.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely, 100%. Donald Trump, by a hostile takeover of the Republican Party, has turned politics in Washington upside down, inside out. He's threatening the establishment on all sides. Why, Lou Dobbs recently observed that Donald was fighting a war on three fronts: against Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, against the media, which have been attacking him relentlessly because, I believe, the CIA has infiltrated the media and Hillary is the candidate of the CIA, and also by his own Republican Party establishment figures like Mitt Romney and Ryan.
I call him.
Ryan, very disappointed with Ryan because, you know, He really ought to be standing solid with Trump.
Why doesn't he switch right now in this last week? Does he not realize that if Hillary wins, he's out? And if Trump wins, he's out? And if he changes his thing and said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done this, it was wrong. What I've seen in the polls is that there's now an increase from, I think, 83% support by former Republicans to 87%. That's just even before all these new revelations. They're going to start realizing, do I really want to face the Hillary Clinton presidency? In fact, there's now a move inside of both Republican and Democratic senators to maybe approve Garland, because they see that literally this Obama appointee is so much more moderate than the kind of appointees that Hillary's going to put in. There's some talk that maybe they'll approve Garland because they know that Hillary's so evil and will put in someone so leftist, it'll destroy the constitutional republic.
Well, bear in mind, all those candidates for the court have to be approved by the Senate, and I do think we have a great filtering system there. And then,
they're talking about possibly Garland being accepted by it. This is the report in Fox this morning that there's some internal talk that some of the Republicans might possibly.
Look how that's taking for granted Hillary's going to win. I don't believe she will win.
It's remotely
legitimate. So
I think this is news that's a couple weeks on the site, because even before this revelation, the 12-point gap that was apparently there now has disappeared to none. And some of the polls we see here that are, even before this big revelation on the weekend, on Friday, have shown that Trump was ahead by 3 or 4 points now. And this is before the revelations, because I think what's happening, you're seeing a swing of black voters toward Trump that want to have a future, You're seeing a swing of former Republicans, like the 5 million they talk about that didn't even vote during Romney that are going to vote. You're seeing a lot of people who won't disclose. For example, I got a Trump sticker right in front of me here on my desk. I'm a strong Trump supporter, but I don't want my car smashed if I park somewhere in a parking lot because there's enough what we call rabid Democrats here in California. If I put a Trump sticker in my car, they're going to smash it. Now, if you put a Democratic sticker, you're not going to see a Republican smash the car. But with Democrats, most definitely, they're going to have some idiot thugs take a stick or a tie iron or something and smash my windshield or something or scratch it up. That's what the reality is. And there's lots of proof across the country. So some of these people are actually paid. I mean, and this is what's come out. There's so many unethical things and crimes that have happened in manipulation. It's not just email servers. In fact, if anything, that's should have put her away in an orange jumpsuit. But there's so many other things that happened with Hillary, and everybody gives her a pass. It's just amazing. I saw this movie star a few months ago that said, you know, it really doesn't matter what Hillary does. I'm voting for her. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. What do you think of that psychology, that it doesn't matter? What does it really matter? I remember one time that Hillary was talking about the email server, and she was shaking her head with her eyes popping and her hair going crazy, shaking her head like she's having a rage fit, that people would even bother to try to put her in the same legal system as the rest of us. It's amazing.
Well, you know, that was a neurological symptom of her having deep problems. Her eyes are still crossing at recent events, Bill. I mean, right. She needs help getting up a single step. One step, she needs help. She's frozen up at these meetings. She has to have a medical handler. It used to be he could use a laser pointer to enable her to walk. Now they've got something more akin to a flashlight. She's suffering from the symptoms that appear to be typical of advanced Parkinson's disease. Yeah. She hasn't held a press conference for over a year, Bill. How can the mainstream media allow any candidate for president to get away with that? It just shows how much they're in the pocket of the DNC and the Clinton Foundation.
And by the way, with Hillary Clinton, as I mentioned on the air, people may find this a little hard to believe, but I have protocols and connections with top clinics in the world for stem cell therapies, etc. If Hillary Clinton came to me repentant, I could help her recover from Parkinson's. I'm a world-class expert in this area. On stem cell therapies, regenerative peptides that are developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences with Dr. Cavinson. And the fact is, she has very inferior care. In fact, when I looked at the list of drugs and things that she's probably doing and these people around her giving her injections and so on, this is not good care. This is crappy care. And, you know, the fact that they've got a bed inside her thing and that she's having naps all the time, you can look at her. I can even tell you from a distance that this woman not only has Parkinson's, she's diabetic. She's got peripheral, she's got what we call absence spells, means she's having seizures. I saw from Lisa Bardak's MRI scan she had a lesion in her inferior temporal lobe. I don't know whether it's a post-infarctive lesion because she had a transverse sinus thrombosis. The fact is that no one's done a rheologic blood viscosity test or looked for other genetic or non-genetic factors for hyperviscosity. She has been on Coumadin, which is a really old drug rather than some of the newer drugs, or nutraceuticals like lumbar kinase, nanokinase. I can tell you that the care that she's received is crap. In fact, if I was a medical legal lawyer looking at her medical records before or after she dies, I could tell you there's a hell of a case for suing all her doctors.
Well, that's really fascinating, Bill, because, of course, as you know, she has resorted to the use of body doubles, even voice doubles, in order to conceal the problems with her health. Where the woman who came bounding out of Chelsea's apartment building after her collapse following the 9/11 memorial service was several inches shorter, 35 to 40 pounds lighter, 10 years younger, very limber, very spry. Very nice. Reminded me quite a bit of Meg Ryan and You Got Mail. Definitely not Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you came up with that idea. I think it's pretty funny, but very apropos, yeah.
Not surrounded by a Secret Service, didn't have her medical handler, not even Chelsea came down to see her off. What could be more obvious? Then on the flight to Greensboro, we had a second double, taller and thinner than Hillary, with a more sloped forehead, a different nose, missing the two moles Hillary has above and below her lips on the right side. This one strikes me as much more like Meryl Streep, so I refer to her as the Meryl Streep double. And then calling into Anderson Cooper on two different occasions, it was very clear, calling before versus calling after her collapse at the memorial, that we're talking about a different voice. It wasn't Hillary Clinton on both occasions. So she's resorted to both voice doubles and body doubles, which I've highlighted in this new book with 15 contributors from Orlando to Dallas and beyond, where there's a tremendous amount about her medical problems and her use of body doubles. It's shocking, Bill. I think once she used the body double, that should have vitiated the campaign completely right there on the spot.
What I'm amazed at, and then there's a paper by a journalist in Chicago, is that the Democratic Party doesn't realize that keeping her, every moment they keep her in the race, destroys the Democratic Party, and the smartest thing they could do is have her step aside and put Tim Kaine in there or try to get him elected. I mean, this guy, I've changed his name to Tim Co-Kaine, Cocaine, because his verbal speed and his ridiculousness in terms of response didn't indicate he was ever went to university or was anything other than a child with ADD that grew up. And was hyperactive. Because Tim Co-Kaine doesn't look presidential when he's there beside Mike Pence. Mike Pence stayed on target, didn't get flustered. Cocaine was, like, grabbing at everything possible and interrupting. So, I think they know that, Tim is not going to make a presidential candidate if they pull her out of the way. And the Democrats really need to get her out of there, don't they?
Yes, but what to do about that, Bill, is a whole other question. Some suggest they would be elevating Tim Kaine, but he's really virtually an unknown.
Believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some Join Aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn.
This is Skyfall, isn't it? This is Skyfall for not only Hillary, but George Soros, the globalist bankers, the International Monetary Fund, which is freaking out, the Fed Reserve with negative interest, the powers that be that actually want PNAC, the Project for the New American Century that Ted Cruz's wife was involved with writing some of these documents. It's the death of the globalist empire. At least it's been put on hold for a while. It could resurrect in, you know, one, two terms, 10 terms, I don't know. But I can tell you, I don't count them out. I mean, you have to understand that the powers that be have a lot of levers of control, including the economy. If we were to make a list, okay, let's say we'll assume that Trump gets in. What do you think is going to happen on the world stage? What's your prediction?
Oh, look, this is so much to be desired, Bill. It just takes my breath away. He's going to end the wars in the Middle East, bring our troops home. He's going to impose real borders. He's going to deny the TPP. He's going to restore some sense of integrity, some semblance of nationalism to the United States. And actually, it sounds corny, but I think he has the potential to make America great again.
Yeah, it's actually pretty simple. If you actually look at the historical fact, over 90% of patents worldwide are American. Why do you think China does $200 billion of industrial espionage? Now, Canada, which is a fraction of the size, has less than one-tenth. They get about 5% of world patents, but 90-plus percent are Americans. And although they rate the American educational system, when you actually look at the end point of when people have finished their degrees and training, Americans are far more innovative than anybody else on the planet. It's because of the culture in America. It's not just the education, because you can have a unidimensional intellect that just regurgitates. But Americans are innovators. And I think we're going to innovate ourselves out of this mess, because we hit bottom. We hit bottom with the Hildebeest. And the mortal wound of the Hildebeest, the lance has been placed there by the dragon slayer, Donald Trump. And I think that you'll hear a lot of scampering and snorting and fire and sulfur, but the Hildebeest is dying. It started early Thursday morning, before Friday morning breaking news, and I think you're going to see the deaths of both the Democrat and Republican parties, and they're going to be resurrected with a lot more oversight, a lot more ethics, and a lot more American constitutional basis for their operation. Thank you, Jim, and we'll do updates if there's major changes. Thank you for all your hard work in your latest book, Orlando, etc. That's really amazing.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.